is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction
Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordagna. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandley on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Backdoor, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordagna, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with the travel. Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Great crowd on hand for the Redskins and the Raiders tonight. Fort Loramie and Rucci go at it. Shelby County Athletic League girls standings have these two clubs at the very top. Fort Loramie unbeaten, 7-0 in SCAL play. Rucci 6-1 after dropping a one-pointer to Jackson Center last week. Fort Loramie 12-1 overall. Rucci 12-3 on the year. Redskins have won the last 8 over the Raiders. The last Rucci win, 47-35 in the second meeting in that 2017-18 season. You've got to go all the way back to the year 2016-17 to find Rucci beating Fort Loramie more than once. Rucci swept the Redskins three times that year, 50-27, 45-30, and then 49-36 in a sectional final in tournament play. Rushi had real good teams in 2013 and 15, Chuck. Played Fort Loramie to 4-6 in the regular season, but those were 2 years the Redskins won the state championship. They were doggone good.
Well, they were very good, and I mean, that shows you how good Rushi was to play them that tight.
Right.
And I was looking, what, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot, what was Fort Loramie's last league loss? Was that loss to
Botkins?
And what year was that?
I lost to Botkins several years ago at Botkins.
Okay, because I was scrolling back and I kept seeing 12-0.
Right.
I thought they won quite a few in a row. This should be a heck of a game tonight.
Yep.
Rushi coming off a tough loss to Jackson Center at Jackson Center, and a league loss that got them one game behind Loramie. Now they're playing catch up. Loramie, on the other hand, lost to a very good Ottawa Glandorf team, and from the people I've talked to, the problem, and we've seen it, they can't make a shot outside of 8 or 10 feet.
Right.
And they have really struggled there, so they need to really kind of get some excitement going, score off their defense, and try to get some offense going off their defense tonight.
The loss suffered by Fort Loramie this past Saturday here at home was Fort Loramie's first in, I think, 55 games here in this gym.
Right.
You've got to go all the way back to December of 2017. Fort Loramie was beaten 59-41 in this gymnasium by Tippecanoe. Redskins played Tip 3 or 4 years in a row there,
right,
home away. And that was the last home loss as we say hello to Ken Francis from Francis Schultze in Rushi. Hi, Ken. How you doing? Great, great crowd on hand. A lot of blue and gold and red and black in the stands. Fine place to be on a crummy night. And if you don't want to go out, you're thinking about coming to the game, but should I not? Weather's not good. Stay tuned right here to scoresbroadcast.com. Redskins, Raiders should be one heck of a clash tonight. We might note for you that when Jackson Center defeated Rushi last Friday night, the scoresbroadcast.com game listenership topped 3,600 IP addresses, which were joined concurrently to the broadcast at a precise moment late in the fourth quarter, and that volume of listeners was a record breaker all time in 17 years for scoresbroadcast.com for a regular season boys basketball game. Our free online play-by-play service launched in 2006 and 7 with the founding support of LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal, we thank you very much. By the way, Arushi and Jackson Center have now split their two regular season meetings. Each program has lost only that one game. Both the Raiders and Tigers should be ranked near the very top in the state of Ohio in that initial statewide Division 4 AP poll next week. Our game this Friday night, tomorrow evening, is Fort Loramie at Botkins. That's our SCAL boys matchup tomorrow night.
Right. I love going to Botkins. Good place to watch a game. It's a neat gym. It's always loud. And even though they're not playing for first place, it'll still be an intense basketball game. Botkins got ran out a couple of weeks ago in this gym, and they're going to look for a little revenge tomorrow night.
Fort Loramie Redskins getting consistently good scoring from Avery Brandwee on the inside. She's averaging about 16 or 17 points a game over the last five contests. She has been a real spark. Shoots free throws extremely well. Good touch from 15 feet on in. And on a night, Chuck, when Fort Loramie gets support for Brandwee from the likes of Ava Turner, Skylar Albers, Victoria Mesher, Summer Hoying, Fort Loramie can be tough to beat. That's happened a few times in Shelby County Athletic League games not quite often enough. I think tonight it's probably imperative that Avery Brandewee gets help in the scoring column.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, Rusey got a really good basketball team. We saw them beat Sydney. I saw them have Tri-Village on the ropes and then let them off in the fourth quarter. Yeah, they got a good basketball team, and this is going to be a battle. They know they need to win, because quite honestly, if they lose, the league is over, and they're trying to hang on to second place.
Now, let's consider a real tough question here for a moment. If Rushi were to beat Fort Loramie tonight, given that the two teams don't play again till after the tournament draw, does a win by Rushi tonight flip the script and make the Raiders the number one seed at Sydney?
Boy, if I could read the minds of the coaches, I'd probably have an answer for you there. But I think the name recognition, the fact that everybody just thinks Loramie number one, they just kind of go together. If Rushi had a big win tonight, I think it might flip it. But if they win close, I'm not sure.
Now, Rushi won its first six, opened up with a 10-point triumph against Sydney, defeated Minster by six, continued to roll right on through a half dozen games before losing to Tri-Village by a score of 56-52 on December 6th. Tri-Village, a mighty potent Division IV team.
Oh, boy.
Who knows? That club could be ranked number one in the state in girls D4 next week.
Well, when I watched them, and they didn't have Morgan Hunt play, who was their second leading scorer, and they got a 6'3 freshman that really, let's just be honest, just annihilated poor Kate Sherman in that game, in that gym. She was a monster.
Rushi, after suffering that 4-point setback to Tri-Village, reeled off five straight triumphs, including wins over Northwestern and Covington in the Buccaneer Holiday Classic, before losing to Jackson Center last week by a point, and then Marion Local this past Friday, 51-45. In that game, Rushi just got off to a miserable start in that contest. I think only 4 points in the first quarter, played catch up the entire contest. And six-footer Ronnie Poling got in foul trouble, didn't score at all. She averages between 8 and 9 points a game. Rushi's got the height tonight, no question about it. Kate Sherman, Ronnie Poling, both over 6 feet tall. The key for Rushi, take advantage of that size.
Well, yeah, they need to do it on both ends of the floor, because Loramie's struggling to shoot the ball from the outside. So that means that if they're getting the ball inside, you don't want to swat. Just stay, be tall, go straight up, make them shoot over top of you. And on the other end, post up and see if Loramie has any post players that can play post defense on you.
You just summed up the key building components for these two teams in this game this evening, no doubt about it. And from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And as Chuck nailed just several seconds ago, key building components for these two teams, Poling and Sherman, shoot at their apex on the interior. First off, Rushi's got to get the ball into the half court comfortably and start the offense.
Right.
So the ball can be entered. C.C. Borchers, who's averaging 15 a game over the last five games, can maybe loosen up Fort Loramie's defense with some hot outside shooting. Yeah. In the case of Fort Loramie, you're right, Chuck. Medium range jump shots are key. Ava Turner, who's averaging nearly 11 a game on the year, has got to score. With help from Skylar Albers, Victoria Mesher's play is improved the last few weeks. And then, of course, Avery Brandewee. Who guards her on the inside for Rushi?
Well, I'm not sure. I think you put Poling on her. You want to make sure she doesn't get in foul trouble again.
Right.
I think another key to the whole thing is point guard for Fort Loramie, because they've kind of done it by committee this year.
Yeah.
I think their best point guard is Victoria Mesher, but she's also at 6'1". They're only real good size inside.
Yep.
So it's kind of a coin toss to see what they're going to do. And they're going to have their hands full. They better watch CeCe Borchers, because not only is she a scorer, she's a thief. She will come up and steal the basketball from you quickly.
Those are the key building components tonight. There are a number of them for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors tonight. There are three with us each and every Fort Laramie game only. M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Thanks to Custom Foam Products, we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam. In Rushi, it's the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. We'll return with more starting lineups, opening tip. Up next, big game tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League as Rushi tries to hang a loss on Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Say, do you need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Dave Ross here at the Fort Laramie gym just announcing that these two head coaches tonight, Carlos Siegel, in 24 years, over 500 victories, Paul Bremingen in 30-some seasons, also over 500. Two superb head coaches matching wits here tonight. Opening tip upcoming, Fort Loramie Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
It is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Fort Loramie, seconds away from the tip-off tonight. Redskins and Raiders in a what should be a terrific girls high school basketball game. A lot at stake at the top of the Shelby County Athletic League and perhaps the number one seed on the line at the Sydney Sectional. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair as well. See the new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. Opening five for both clubs. Fort Loramie introduced at the moment. Ava Turner, nearly 11 points a game at guard, 5'8 senior. Joined by Skylar Albers, a 5'8 junior. Victoria Mesher on the front line, sophomore, 6'1" tall. Jaden Rose at the point, 5'6" junior. And Avery Brandewee on the inside, a 5'10 sophomore. She's had outstanding games here recently of 17, 17, and 15 for Fort Loramie against Ottawa Glandorf, Botkins, and Anna. Opening five for the Rushi Raiders is as follows. C.C. Borchers, 15 points a game at guard, 5'9" a senior. Maya Monin, 5'6" senior, also at a guard spot. Ronnie Poling on the inside, a 6-foot junior. Reese Gubo, 6'1", or I should say 5'6", senior at a wing. Kate Sherman, 6'1", senior in the middle. Gubo's been hot lately, averaging about 10 a game over the last month. Opening tip to start, won by Rushi. Great ball rotation down to the inside. Shot laid up and missed. Sherman had a 5-footer, dance off the iron, wow. And Fort Loramie snared the rebound.
What a great opening set they had, and then just missed the layup.
Redskins outside the arc on the left. It is Jaden Rose on the bounce. goes right, then left, deep left corner, Mesher. Mesher puts it on the deck, back to the basket, short corner, baseline, 15 feet away, no shot. On top to Jaden Rose. High right to Turner, picked up by Monin. Swung around the horn to Mesher. Straight away Rose, pitch and catch on the arc for Fort Loramie, which can't penetrate this Rushi defense so far. Chuck, what is it?
They're playing man-to-man. That's what they're pretty much going to play the whole game.
Baseline left. Good look for Mesher. 15-footer skimmed off the rim. Rebound Rushi. Long throw up the floor to Mon in deep right corner. Nearly lost it. Got it back. Threw it to C.C. Borchers. Ball lob down inside for Poling. Fort Loramie defends. It's off a blue jersey. Out of bounds.
I think Paul Bremers, you might have heard the keys to the game. They had two possessions and twice they've just tried to jam it down inside.
Yeah, right on. We figured as much. Height advantage, Rushi, no question. Raiders in the colorful Rushi blue, gold trim, gold numbers. As Fort Loramie dumps it down inside, shot blocked. Who crammed that one, Chuck?
Oh, that was Kate Sherman.
Kate Sherman made sure Fort Loramie got swallowed up. Rushi got the rebound, attacks, long three ball, bullseye, Reese Gubo, 22-footer by her, 3-0 Rushi on the Gubo triple. Skylar Albers tries to answer for Fort Loramie. It barely caught iron. Rushi snaps the rebound. Here come the Raiders, streaking down the floor. Monin gives it up to Gubo. Gubo 15 feet away, into the lane now, tipped by Fort Loramie, and the Raiders garner the steal. Quickly up the floor it goes to Jaden Rose. 3-0 Rushi in the first 2 minutes. Deep left corner, Albers. Swung back on top to Jaden. It'll be very important to get back on defense tonight, Chuck. Each team will push it, try to take advantage of an easy transition goal at the other end. Good play by Fort Loramie. The ball laid off down inside to Mesher. Her little 5-foot bank shot goes in.
Yep, Turner hit her roll into the basket. Nice shot. Nice pass.
Good assist by Ava. 3-2. Rushi in the lead. 5:20 left, opening quarter. High right. It is Maya Monin for the Raiders. Flips it cross court on the play to Gubo. Gubo whistles one down inside. The pass is broken up, knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Wow, that pass would have been tough to catch even if nobody would have got a finger on it.
3-2, Rushi. 5:14 to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie, the home white. Red and black numerals, red, black trim down the sides of the shorts. Rushi throws into the corner. Ball, it goes into the paint to Poling. Turnaround 8-footer in off the rim. Good hop for her. 5-2, Rushi. Quickly attacking Fort Loramie. Into Mesher. Twisting, turning, foul on the arm. It goes against Poling. Fort Loramie coming right back. Attacking with Mesher on the interior. She had scored the previous hoop. A couple of free throws here for Victoria Mesher for the Redskins. She arches the first one up, and it is short. No good. Both teams around the 61-62 percentile shooting free throws. Mesher one of two here. 5-3 Rushi, 4:59 left, opening stanza.
We saw Summer Hoying have a pretty nice outing against Ottawa Glandorf on Saturday. With her size, we may see her tonight.
In the ballgame for Fort Loramie is Meyer, Carissa Meyer, junior, 5'6 player. Here's Rushi out on the arc. Uh-oh, ball pried loose by Fort Loramie. Wide open at the other end. Mesher strolls in for an easy deuce after snarfing up the loose ball. We're tied at 5. 4:30 to go, opening period. Rushi, lazy pass down the left side. Picked off by Monin. Monin holds the ball high over her head. Swings it to Borcher straight away. She penetrates the lane, probes the middle, lays it up, deflected. She gets it back as Borchers may have stepped out below the basket. Fort Loramie possession tied at 5.
That is Borcher's game. She's going to try to split you, and she's going to try to get to the rim.
Couple of changes. Mesher off the floor for Fort Loramie. To the bench is Sherman for the Raiders. And having checked in, I think that's Kelby Dosek, 5'10 senior. Yep. Is that a zone look now from Rushi?
Yep, they're playing. It looks like a 2-3, but they're kind of shading to the side of Turner. Here's Carissa Meyer outside the arc on the left. Ball revolved around the top of the circle.
Pass.
Then to Hoying, baseline right. Into the lane to Brandewey. Brandewey off balance. Might have been jarred a little bit. Shot was tipped. Goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie reached. Couldn't get it. Got a piece of it. It goes over the end line to Rushi with the game tied at 5 and 3:50 to go, opening quarter. On the bounce center line, it is Gubo. High right to Borchers. Skips it back to the far corner to Gubo. Gubo strides to the baseline. Let's go. A 15-footer long. Caught the far side of the rim. Easy rebound. Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3. Passes down the floor to Brandewey on the finish. Hoying. Nice dish off to Brandewey. Fort Loramie. Zip down the floor right now. We've got a collision in the half court at Rushi's end. Meyer with a body foul against the Redskins.
Yeah, she was about a half a second later. That was going to be another steal. Rushi's got to put a little more something on their passes.
You're right. We've seen some soft ones. Again, Chuck, so important for these two teams to get back on defense because the other club wants to score with a player advantage if they can, and that means no half-court offense, beat the other club to the hoop.
Right.
And get a goal in transition if you can. Here's a loose ball top of the circle. Rushi starting its offense way out high. Gets a reprieve. Reach-in foul on Fort Loramie. 3:14 to go first quarter, 7-5 in favor of the Redskins. Far side of the floor. Inbounding is Rushi. Ball swung straight away, then dumped into the post. Motoring hard toward the rim goes Poling. Stripped on the play by Fort Loramie. Poling got it to point-blank range. Could not conclude the play. 1, 2, 3 passes by Fort Loramie. Down low on the left at Summer Hoying. Overshot it. Good defense by Rushi.
She got hammered.
Quickly, here come the Raiders. Down the floor, Borchers to the rack. No. Follow-up missed on the play by Poling. Fort Loramie players got the rebound. Skyler Albers hits the deck. It's a walk. 2:47 to go in the first. 7-5, Fort Loramie. Kate Sherman in for Poling. Baseline left of the rim. Rushi on the inbounds here. Coming off the court, Jaden Rose for the Redskins. Ball inbounded, thrown straight away, top of the circle, Gubo. Hand off to Sherman in the paint area. Then it goes back out on the arc to Borchers. Borchers top of the circle. Loops it to Sherman 15 feet away. Sherman against Mesher. Baseline right. No shot. Here's Kelby Dosick. 18 feet out. Throws to the paint. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Loose ball goes over and back. Rushi had control of it last. Redskins possession.
Dosick, who just came in the game, she's a little amped up. She's threw two passes that I wouldn't have wanted to try to catch.
Again, Chuck, the team which plays a little bit better than the other in this half-court 5-on-5 offense is probably going to wind up winning the contest.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rushi's gone zone now because they know that Loramie struggles against zones.
Here's Skyler Albers, step back three, a long one right wing, and you can tell by the roar of the crowd, she drained it. Bearing a three ball. Skyler Albers for Fort Loramie. That thing went every bit high as it did long. Here is Rushi quickly countering deep left corner. Chucked up there by CeCe Borchers. No good off the iron. Rebound poked out of bounds by the Redskins, who lead 10-5. 2:02 to go in the first. Ball being inbounded baseline right by Rushi. It is Jayla Shappy in off the bench, a 5'5 junior. She pitches between the rings to Borchers, picks up her dribble. Coming out to catch is Dosick. They look in the middle for Sherman. Good overplay by Mesher, who swipes it. 2-on-2. Victoria Mesher down the floor hard, into the lane. Lay it up, no good. Rebound Skyler Albers, no. Alex Rose for Fort Loramie. Shot it up, missed it. Long rebound. Turner tracks it down for the Redskins, who sustain the possession. Minute 28 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie up 5. Baseline left, wide open. Avery Brandewey hits it for 2. Rushi needs a timeout. Redskins rolling early.
Fort Laramie 12, Rushi 5. A minute 21 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
You know, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter and his next storm gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie's got savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery always. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you won't get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie Redskins up a 7. About 80 seconds to go, first quarter. Fort Laramie 12, Rushi 5. What have you seen so far you like, Chuck?
Well, I like the fact that Laramie is just really aggressive going inside, even though they're outsized. And Rushi needs to start getting the ball inside again. They're settling too much for their shots.
Reese Gupo, 35 feet away, being hounded by Jaden Rose. Gives it up to Sherman out of the arc, tries to fire it back door to a teammate, and she's not there. And the ball goes out of bounds.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 5-2, right? So it's a 10-point run.
Right, exactly. 10 straight points before Laramie. 50 seconds to go here in the first. Redskins come down the right side of the floor. Overplay by Sherman of Rushi deflects it into the stands. Redskins will throw in. Brandewee gets the honors. Fires into backcourt. Handled there by Jaden Rose. Albers is on the left wing. She gets the bounce pass. Picked up by Monin. Wide open player along the right. Oh, what a throw. Assist. Man, did Albers whistle a dart to Brandewee for the four-footer. 9-point lead, Fort Laramie. On the dead run, Rushi down the floor. Shot in the lane. Yes, Gupo connects. That broke a 12-point string. Fort Laramie getting it down the floor in a heartbeat. Low in the right shot. Missed on the play by Mesher. Rebound, Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Trying to throw to Sherman in the post. Broken up by Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins. Turner gives it up. Gets it back low on the right. Now to Albers. Mid-range J by Skyler. Albers. Bingo!
Great ball movement right there at the end. That was a heck of a run. That's the way to end the quarter if you're a Redskin.
Skyler Albers with three ticks on the clock. Bumped it in. Fort Laramie 16. Rushi 7. Maybe the best we've seen the Redskins play the last 5 minutes or so of that first quarter. 9-point lead, Fort Laramie, after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Up here we go. Start of quarter number two. Laramie enjoys a 9-point lead. Redskins get the ball first. Miss it in the lane. No good. It bounced off the rim. Victoria Mesher, though, cleans it up for a deuce, and the Redskins are ahead double digits. 18-7, Fort Laramie. Rushi, forecourt to her right. Sherman on the arc. She's double-teamed, hemmed in. two Redskins in the boundary on the far side. Goddard, ball thrown off the leg of a Fort Loramie player. It will be inbounded by Rushi, which led 5-2 early in this game. What a streak by Fort Loramie, 16-2 since. Here's Sherman at the high post. Fort Loramie's outscored Rushi by 14 points in the last 8 minutes. Sloppy pass, top of the circle, into the hands of Albers for Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to a teammate below the rim on the left. Blocked out of bounds from behind by Rushi.
Well, that's 9 turnovers now for the Raiders. Loramie's got one.
7:12 to go here in the second quarter of play. Traditionally in this game, Chuck, Rushi's not handled Fort Loramie's pressure very well.
No.
Fort Loramie on the inbounds below the rim gets a 5-footer right in front. It dances off the rim, but a foul against Rushi, and Ava Turner shoots two.
Turner to the strike.
18-7, Redskins up 11. Ava Turner with a couple. Dips the knees on the first free throw and pours it in. 19-7, Fort Loramie. Well, Redskins needed this kind of a start this past Saturday against Ottawa Glandorf. Would have won that game with a better beginning.
They had a real nice end to it, but Ottawa Glandorf had an awfully good basketball team.
Yep, sure did. Second shot, Ava Turner short. Hit the rim, ricocheted to the right. Redskins got the long rebound. Jump shot, no good. Ball in the left corner, goes out of bounds. White shirt touched it last. Rushi possession. Just over 7 to play in the second period. And the Rushi Raiders are stuck at 7 points. A team that scored 52 in losing to Tri-Village scored 56 in beating Sydney. Top of the circle, Sherman swings it left side. Here's an 18-foot jump shot. Good! Poured in by the Raiders. Well done by a player in off the bench.
Addison Shappy.
5'5" sophomore. Shappy connected. That was a big goal. Fort Loramie tries to counter. Quick shot, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. Faking left, going right is Borchers. Tries to throw it to Shappy. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it. It's touched by Rushi. Goes out of bounds. 6:32 to go, second quarter. And Rushi Raiders scored 5 points in the game's first couple minutes, and only 4 points by the Raiders in the last 8.5. Fort Loramie half court to her left. Jaden Rose on the point between the circles. Fakes left, goes right. Picked up by Reese Kubo. Ball thrown to the midpost. Back to the basket goes Brandewey. Reverse layup. High off the glass. No. Rebound Sherman, who fell out of bounds.
Come on!
19-9 Fort Loramie. 6:03 to go, second quarter.
Rushi's gone back to a zone, or a man, because their zone was not doing a good job.
Respite for a couple of Fort Loramie players. Breathers given to Turner and Jaden Rose. Inbounded by Fort Loramie to the top of the circle. It's loose, and Sherman gobbles it up for the Raiders. Quickly down the floor to Addison Shappy. Cross court it goes to Carly Scott, who's in, a 5'9 junior. Ball airmailed on top to Sherman. Now Scott, ball bounced near side to the three-point shooter, Gubo. High off the rim, hits a cable above the backboard. That's out of bounds. 19-9, Fort Loramie up 10. Into the half court comes Fort Loramie. Ball thrown down the right side to Meyer. Meyer back on the floor. Carissa, a junior, throws into the post, I should say. Summer Hoing missed it, no good. Weak side rebound cleaned up by Avery Brandewey. Hoing shot missed so badly. Brandewey got the easy garbage, and then a change of pace in the half court for Rushi and a walk.
Well, Loramie's got 5 offensive rebounds, and Rushi's turned the ball over 12 times. There's a 12-point lead.
It is 21-9. Redskins have matched their biggest advantage. We played 3 minutes here in quarter number 2. Dribbling over the timeline, Victoria Mesher handles the ball out front. Goes left side to Turner. Coming out to catch is Meyer. Meyer looking down inside for a teammate. Oh, the lane is open. Meyer drives and scores. Flipped it in with the left hand. Rushi vacated the lane area defensively. Paint wide open. Meyer took advantage. 23-9 Fort Loramie. Rushi reverses the ball below the basket. Throws right corner. Ball is airmailed down inside. It's a wild one. Goes out of bounds.
This is not what I expected to see tonight.
Mistake after miscue, one after another for Rushi.
Good timeout.
14-point game.
My goodness.
4:42 to go, second quarter. Redskins in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, dining room sets, bedroom suites, one bargain after another. Goffney, family owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan and Sydney. Fort Loramie with the ball, up 14. Four and a half to go. Quarter number two. Victoria Mesher 30 feet away. On the bounce. Dribbles down the left side. She staggers a little bit. Good defense by Rushi, which caused the offensive foul.
I'm going to shake my head no.
We are seeing more glimpses of Victoria Mesher out on the point running the offense for Fort Loramie.
Well, she needs to be. She's the best point guard they have.
Here come the Raiders down the floor needing an offensive surge. Only 9 points for Rushi in the first 12 minutes. Ball fired down the right side to Sherman. Puts it on the deck into the lane. Leans in from 10. Missed it off to the left. Good rebound. Defensive glass. Skylar Albers for Fort Loramie. Strolls to the top of the circle. Nobody guards her. Her long three ball barely caught iron. The board travels way out to Rushi, which dribbles hard down the floor into the left corner. Here's a pass on the baseline, tipped on the strike by the Redskins. 3:52 left in the half, 23-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Inbounding below the rim for Rushi. Is that Simone Putoff who's in? I didn't think she was available to play. Here's a nice pass. Low post left by Rushi. Shot laid up and in off the window. Nice goal by Dosek for Rushi. Gets the Raiders back within 12. Ball pitched outside the arc on the left to Gubo. Right corner Sherman. Ball high overhead. Guarded by Hoing. Ball airmailed to the left corner. Long high arching three. Good! Nice jump shot from distance for Maya Monin. She gets into the act. 23-14. Five straight by Rushi, which steals. Taken away by Gubo. Gubo scurries down the lane all the way to the rim. Layup hangs on the iron. No good. Stick back, yes. Stick back, yes. Kate Sherman. 7-point game all of a sudden. Timeout, Fort Loramie. 3:04 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, Dickman Supply. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Immediately, Chuck, a held ball. Rushi's got it back.
That's four straight turnovers now by Fort Laramie, four possessions.
Raiders have the ball deep in the right corner. Dribbling, and stepping on the sideline is Maya Monin. Tough break for her. Here come the Raiders up the floor, or I should say the Redskins to midcourt. It is Ava Turner. Nobody picks her up. She's knocked off her feet in the lane. Loose ball picked up by Albers. 23-16 Fort Laramie. 2:33 to go here in the second. An official's timeout. At least one young lady, when bodies collided, got wind.
That was Shappy. I think she took a foot to the mouth.
Yeah, that was Shappy 20, who I may have mistakenly referred to as 22.
Yeah, 22's not in, and I don't think that Carly Scott, I don't think she's even dressed.
And I may have goofed, and I mistakenly referred to a number two out there on the floor as Carly Scott. My mistake. I said her name once. My error. 2:22 to go, second quarter, with the ball, Fort Laramie, up seven. There's a cut below the basket by Skylar Albers of Fort Laramie, busted up on the play by Rushi, and it goes out of bounds. Yeah, Carly's had a knee issue, surgery, and she's not available. Tough break for her. She's a fine player. Ball inbounded, but Fort Laramie rolls to midcourt. Scramble for it. Fort Laramie reaches in and fouls. Momentum has changed in this game. Rushi behind the seven. As many as 14. 2:12 to go here in quarter number two. On the court right now, Maya Monin for Rushi, along with Reese Gubo. Also in, Kelby Dosek. CeCe Borchers on the court. Kate Sherman's the fifth. Ball thrown cross court, handled by Gubo. Gubo, short corner jump shot, floats it strong. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Up the floor, Ava Turner. Turner guarded tightly by Monin. 23-16, Fort Laramie in the lead by seven. Scattered floor, frantic play right now. Redskins get it out of trouble to Jaden Rose, top of the key. 1:42 left, period number two. Here's Meyer, hemmed in, top of the circle. Good defense, Raiders. Gives it up to Hoying at the foul line. Missed it off the flange. Loose ball rebound. Turner got the ball in the paint area. Fine play by her. Gets the benefit of a foul. No jump ruled. And Turner will shoot a couple.
There have been a couple of calls I agreed with, but they didn't ask me, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Good offensive rebound by the guard, Ava Turner, who slashed in and snatched up the board, awarded with two free throws here.
Well, Hoying caught the ball at the top of the key. Turner was wide open on the block, but she took the 15-footer because she didn't see her. They just need to relax. Both teams really kind of need to relax a little bit.
Foul shot by Turner is no good. 7-point lead for Fort Laramie. 1:29 to go until halftime. Second shot, Ava on the way, around and down through the ropes. On the floor for Fort Laramie, Avery Brandewee, Meyer and Turner out front. Jaden Rose on the court. Summer Hoying in the lane, covering that area. Here's Sherman, cross-court pass to a teammate. Long, high, three-pointer. Borchers, no, banged off the iron. Rebound in the far corner of the floor to Fort Laramie. It throws a skip pass down the court to an open player, left flank. It's Meyer for two. Good look, Redskins. Carissa Meyer got the banker to go. 26-16, three straight by Laramie. Advantage is 10, 50 seconds to go in the first half.
Well, I think when you got that thing down to six, I thought you'd think you'd take the press off and make Lormy play half-court offense instead of letting them shoot layups at the other end, breaking your press.
Ball skipped to Borchers. Now Gubo, high right. Ball thrown cross-court on the play to a Rushi player who made a dribble drive into the paint. It was Sherman. Big bodies fly. Four players on the floor ruled to be an offensive foul.
You know what? I couldn't really tell, but if you're going to barrel into three defenders down there, they're probably going to call it on you.
31.9 to go in the second. Case to be made there for pulling up and shooting the 8 or 10 footer.
She's a good shooter.
26-16, Fort Loramie by 10. Here come the Redskins in backcourt. Good overplay by Rushi. Fine steal by the Raiders. Outlet in front to Ronnie Poling, who blew it at the rim. Oh, she missed a bunny. 10-point game for Loramie. 12 seconds to go, first half. Long throw down the floor to Brandewey. Off balance in the lane. Shoots no good. Rebound Summerhoing. Blocked by Rushi. Five to play. Here come the Raiders. Midcourt, it's Gubo. Outside the arc to Borchers. Long three ball by Borchers. Short, no good. And the first half finishes. 26-16 for Loramie, up 10. It was as many as 14. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Open 10 to 1 on Saturdays. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. 26-16, Fort Loramie by 10 over Rushi. Raiders, pretty good start to the game, first couple minutes. Had a nice stretch there under the four-minute mark. Late second quarter, couldn't sustain it. Fort Loramie got the final three to close out the first half. Halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by American Architectural Glass and Schnipple Construction. 10-point game. Thought maybe Fort Loramie was going to pull away, lead by 16 or 18 to the break. Nice little surge by the Raiders in the final few minutes.
Well, yeah, they did what they had to do. They went to that half-court trap, and Loramie showed the shakiness of their ball handling attacking it. On the other end, Rushi just really not getting anything inside like they need. They've got five of the young ladies that have scored, but they need to get a little more consistency. Loramie has a 15-12 rebounding advantage and 7-3 on the offensive boards. 14 turnovers for the Raiders, 7 for Fort Loramie. Loramie had one turnover at the end of the first quarter. They turned it over 6 times in the second quarter. The Redskins were 3-6 from the free throw line. Rushi fans, Rushi has not gone to the free throw line yet. Individual scoring, Reese Gubo had the first 5 points of the game, and she had five. They got four from Kate Sherman, three from Maya Monin, and then two each from Poling and Addie Shappy. They scored 7 and 9, 16 for the half. Loramie led by Avery Brandewey with 8, Victoria Mesher with 7, 5 from Skylar Albers, 4 from Carissa Meyer, 2 from Ava Turner, both from the free throw line. They scored 16 and 10, and they lead it 26-16 at the half.
And again, Chuck, I thought the final 5 minutes of the first quarter, best I've seen Fort Loramie play all year long.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were throwing sharp passes. Rushi went to that 1-3-1. They were throwing diagonal passes down to the block, attacking Rushi's 1-3-1. Rushi had to get out of it. They couldn't stay in it.
7-point lead Fort Loramie, or I should say 10-point lead Redskins here at the break, 26-16. It was 23-16. Redskins got the last three late in that second quarter, once led by as many as 14 in the second period of play. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. Bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. It's the industry's clear choice. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc. on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer once again with Chuck McBee here at the Fort Laramie Gym. Redskins possession up 10, 26-16. Rushi, too many turnovers, Chuck, 14 of them, and I bet Rushi has pumped home 8 or 10 points on live ball turnovers as a result of mistakes by Rushi.
Yep, and Laramie turned it over. I mean, they only had one at the quarter. They turned six times in the second quarter against that pressure. So both teams need to shore up their ball handling if they want to have any kind of a shot at going very deep in the tournament.
Redskins' biggest cushion was 14, and it was cut to 7 by Rushi there with less than a minute to go in the first half. Wound up at 10. Fort Laramie with possession starting the second half. Oh, a nifty play. Whoa. Ball thrown inside to Mesher. Little left-hand half hook. Dances off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Jaden Rose straight away for Fort Laramie. Rimmed out to the left. Ball loose in the deck. Out of bounds to the Raiders.
Boy, two really good looks. Wouldn't drop. What a move by Mesher.
Yep. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Cutaway Styling Salon, owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Here's Rushi attacking. Good entry low on the right. Fine look for Gubo. Missed the five-footer. Strong rebound pulling. No, but a foul against Fort Laramie. Good offensive set by the Raiders, who patiently worked the ball down inside. Couple of free throws awarded.
Laramie came out, didn't start the third quarter, in a 1-3-1. It wasn't their normal trap from the top. It was a straight 1-3-1. I don't think I've ever seen them play that.
Very high arched free throw off the fingertips of Ronnie Poling is no good. That's Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Second shot also missed. Here's Fort Laramie hustling down the floor. Errant throw. It's coughed up by the Redskins. Raiders have got it in the half court. Baseline left, it's Borchers. Leans in, and it might have been Albers who raked across her arm.
That'll be Skyler's second.
And Rushi doing a better job right out of the chute. Attacking the rim, getting free throws at the stripe. Down 10. Got there a moment ago. Missed two. Missed three. That one's in and out.
Well, their fans were complaining they hadn't got to the free throw line in the first half. Maybe this is a good reason that they didn't get there.
Borchers no good on the first. Second free throw by CC, a 5'9 senior. 15-point score over the last five games. She connects.
It's her first point.
Point number one for Borchers and Chuck. That is a big key to this game. Who would have thought? Quickly, Fort Laramie up the floor. Baseline left. Turner, fine look. 16-footer. Shy of the mark. No good. Rebound out of bounds in the corner. Off Fort Laramie.
Now, Fort Loramie's D on C.C. Borchers, that is as much a key to this score as anything.
Yeah, C.C.'s only really tried to get to the rim one time in the game, and that's her strength.
26-17, Fort Loramie up 9. Top of the circle, Sherman for the Raiders. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Gubo. Lobs in down low on the left to Poling. Point blank range, she sticks it in. She'll never miss that shot to get it to Poling that close. Count on 2. Down to 7 again. 26-19. 6:08 to go third quarter. Fort Loramie at the score, second half. Here's Jaden Rose dribbling, stumbled down, might have been pushed. Common foul out of bounds to the Redskins at side court.
I would not be happy if I was a Raider fan because she just lost her balance.
That's kind of what it looked like to me, too. 7-point game.
Watch the screen, watch that door.
Here is Mesher taking the inbounds pass, right corner, goes baseline, throws it opposite corner to Turner. She makes a great catch, flings it back into Jaden Rose, and Fort Loramie resets. Rose to Brandewey. Brandewey with the elbow in the right. Skips it left wing to Mesher. Shot fake, got away with a walk. Into the lane, left-hander, no. Rebound Sherman, yanks it off the glass. Fort Loramie scoreless in 2 minutes, 20 seconds, second half. Ball fired down the floor by the Raiders. Busted up out of bounds off Albers.
Well, I'll tell you, I like the aggressiveness of Mesher, but that was really kind of a tough shot. About an 8-foot left-handed trying to bank it.
Yeah. 5.5 to go, third quarter, 26-19 Fort Loramie. And here is Rushi out high. They swing a pass, Poling, high-low action down into Sherman. She's hindered on the play, fouled as she took it to the rim. Couple free throws for the Raiders, who are getting there early and often in this half. 7-point game, 26-19 Fort Loramie.
Third foul on Mesher, that's not good.
Free throw by Kate Sherman is no good. A little strong.
You say they shoot 60% as a team for the year, 61?
One of 5 in this quarter.
Yeah.
Boy, had Rushi cashed in on all free throws in the second half, this would be a 3-point game. Second shot by Sherman. Much too hard. Long rebound, though, to Poling. On the arc to the 3-point shooter, Gubo. Air ball out of bounds. 5:33 left, third quarter. Fort Loramie yet to score in the half with 26. Rushi, 19. Rushi, Raiders 1 of 6 at the stripe in the third period. Here's the ball slung down the floor to Fort Loramie's driver. It's caught in the left wing and taken to the rim by Ava Turner.
Well, she threw the pass to Brandewey. It went through her hands and right to Turner for a layup.
And here's a good takeaway by Turner on the other end. 9-point lead Redskins. Turner high left. Sent it to Jaden Rose, top of the circle. Rushi back in the man-to-man zone, some in the first half. High right, it goes to Meyer. Baseline right, open player Summer Hoing. Missed the 16-footer, skidded off the rim. Rebound down to Borchers. Borchers streaks up the court to the foul line. Open 17-footer, missed, no good. Stick back, Sherman! 2 points, Rushi, plus a foul to boot. Well done in the offensive glass by Kate Sherman. 7-point game again. C.C. Borchers just off. She had a wide-open look seconds ago.
It happens, but she's being picked up by Kate Sherman right now.
Kate Sherman at the stripe, a chance for an add-on, made the field goal. A plus-one try at the charity stripe here for Kate. Dips the knees and missed it. It clanged off the rim. Rebound left corner. Albers of Fort Loramie. Rushi 1 of 7 at the stripe in the third quarter.
Loramie still didn't box out. They got lucky to get that rebound.
Sure did, because it was so long. Foul line open player Alex Rose barges down the lane. Missed it hard. Loose ball rebound gobbled up by Kelby Dosick of Rushi, which is down 7. 4:20 left in the third. Back to the basket is Borchers at the elbow on the left and makes a mistake, throws it to a Redskin low in the right. Here comes Jaden Rose down the floor for Fort Loramie. Straight away to Brandewey, 20 feet out. Popping out to catch it is Alex Rose, who's in for the Redskins. Alex, a 5'6 junior, ball flares off her hand and goes into the Fort Loramie bench.
Coach Siegel looking at the assistant coaches, kind of like, what can we do? If they can't pass the ball and catch it, there's not much else you can do about it.
Here's Rushi player open, right corner. Good hard drive to the rim. Layup is good by the Raiders. Nicely done by Addison Chappie.
She took four steps.
Big bucket. Rushi clips the deficit to five. Closest the Raiders have been since way back. Midway to the three-minute mark, first quarter of action. 3:28 to go in the third. High right, it's Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Skylar Albers. Albers pressure, 20 feet away by C.C. Borchers. Baseline right, Alex Rose. Here's Albers. Wants to drive, can't. Goes to Alex in the corner, nothing there. Head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. 3:09 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 28. Only 2 points in the period for the Redskins. Rushi 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Are you looking for work? Well, Spherion can go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout the state. On Ohio Avenue, by the way, in Sydney, Belfountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Fort Loramie passes the ball around on the inbounds. Then it goes right back to the playmaker who threw it into the first place. It was Jaden Rose, and she flipped in a big triple from the right corner.
That was not the play, but Brandy, we did a good job of finding her, and a nice shot.
Woo! Baseline drive, Kelby Dosick of Rushi. Boy, that was pretty. 31-25. Dosick answers with a two after the Jaden Rose three. Here's Jaden. She's doubled. Baseline. Gives it up to Skylar Albers. Pull-up shot. 10-footer. Bullseye. Skylar Albers on the money.
She is so athletic if she could just get herself calmed down in some of these games.
33-25. Fort Loramie up eight. 2:22 to go third quarter. Catching, top of the circle, Dosek for Rushi. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Chappie. Chappie down left baseline, post area to Poling. Ball struck by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds.
Bryn Holland in the basketball game. And she's checking out now. They just wanted to get a little bit of a different look out there.
Hey, don't forget, Spherion, if you need work, go to ApplyOhio.com, ApplyOhio.com. Register now, ApplyOhio.com. Spherion, it will go to work for you and put you to work. Inbounds pass down to our left by the Rushi Raiders, who are under duress. And a timeout is whistled.
Well, they entered it right into the corner, right on the baseline, got triple teamed, and they had no choice but to call timeout.
2:07 to go here in the third, 33-25. Fort Loramie leading by eight over Rushi. I'd like to remind you all about Burke Petroleum. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. It's inbounded by Rushi. Scrum on the floor for the loose ball. Rushi gobbles it up. Short shot, but Dosick, no. Stick back missed by Poling, but a foul, and the Raiders go to the line again.
The Raiders are pounding the offensive boards this quarter, which they didn't do in the first half.
Two free throws coming for Rushi's. Ronnie Poling, 6 foot junior. She aims and knocks it down. Boy, Rushi shot free throws better in this half. This contest would be close to tied up.
We have a winner.
7 point game, 33-26 Fort Loramie. Second free throw here for Poling. Burke Petroleum, 315 West 1st in Minster. Hey, propane customers, Burke can now service your propane needs. Poling swishes two. 33-27. Rushi within six. Inquire or request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Fort Loramie attacking high right. It's Summer Hoing. Pitches it down low on the left for a teammate. It touches the fingertips of Meyer. Goes out of bounds. Rushi now a chance to trim it to four or three. 33-27, 6 point game. Ball being walked up over the timeline by the Raiders. It's Borcher streaking down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rack. Got it for two. What a play. Borcher saw an avenue. It was lights out. She took it right to the cup. 33-29, Rushi within four. This was a 10-point game at the half. Raiders have cut six off the disadvantage. Fort Loramie still leads, but it's getting snug. Here's Turner, midcourt. Picked up by Chappie. Hands off to Turner. Turner's got an open area. Fakes right, goes left, gets into the paint. Body foul committed at the last second by Rushi as Turner was shooting. And she is rewarded with a trip to the stripe. Ava Turner with a couple here. Fort Loramie ahead before, a minute 12 to go, third quarter. Turner flexes those knees, and it's in, out, no good, would not stay home.
She's 2 for 5.
Free throw shooting a bit spotty in this game tonight. Second shot by Turner. That one is swished. 34-29, Fort Loramie by 5. A minute 12 left to play here in quarter number 3. Borchers to midcourt for Rushi. Gets a pick, high right. Goes down the right side of the lane. Cross-court pass to a teammate. Long three ball by Maya Monin. No good. Offensive rebound. Borchers missed. Stuck back up there by Sherman. No foul. Fort Loramie as Rushi dominates the glass here in the third quarter of play. Two free throws for the Raiders. A chance to slice this deficit down to 3 points.
Seven offensive rebounds for the Raiders in the third quarter.
53.4 to go. Quarter number three. Kate Sherman foul stripe for Rushi. This one is pure. Right in there. 34-30. Fort Loramie's advantage only four now. Second shot by Sherman. Gets the bounce pass from the referee. Three dribbles by Kate on the way. Good again. Fort Loramie 34. Rushi 30, according to the scoreboard. Should be 31, shouldn't it, Chuck?
Yes, 31.
There it is, 31. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt having difficulty. The count is on. It got up to maybe 7 or 8 seconds. And Jaden Rose and the Redskins get a timeout with 43 ticks to go here in the third. Good third quarter for Rushi.
Oh, they're doing it all. Rebounding, they're not shooting free throws well, but they're getting there. And Loramie just doesn't have anybody that wants to handle the basketball. They threw the ball in that time. Rose catches it. She dribbles the ball one time, and she picks it up, and now she is at the free throw line at her end of the floor. And nobody's there to help her, and they had no choice but to call a timeout.
That played right into the hands of Rushi. Redskins used a timeout. 16 fouls, by the way, on Fort Loramie this half. Only two on Rushi. That's a factor. So if you need the right solution for true comfort at home or at your business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Perfect. Call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243. Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort TomJerry's.com. Mike Holdhouse and his Superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Polling for Rushi, guilty of over-guarding. Common foul, Fort Laramie inbounds. 34 seconds to go, lobbed into Turner. Turner catches, beats the Rushi player to the spot. Foul, Addison Chaffee from the backside. Team foul 4 on the Raiders. 33.7 left to go here in the third quarter. Fort Laramie clings to a three-point lead, 34-31. Ball lobbed out back to Avery Brandewey. Time for her to get going. She gave it up, got it back in the paint, reaches toward the rim. Sherman got her on the wrist. Couple free throws here for Brandewey. She'll shoot two. Up the Redskins answered my call right there, pumped it inside to Avery. She's got a couple at the stripe. Remarkable free throw shooter all year long. Well over 70%. Close to 75, I believe. And she drains the first. It's a four-point game, 35-31.
She's trying to get the double figures with this free throw.
27.7 left, third period. Second shot, Brandewey. Good again. 36-31. Fort Laramie up 5. Rushi had cut it to 34-31 with 25 seconds to go in the third. High post right, Bowling skips it near side to Gubo. What do we have? Push-off foul against Jaden Rose of Fort Laramie.
She started clapping like she thought it was on them. She ran right over the screen.
The officials confer it is a 1-and-1. Big time at the stripe here for the Rushi Raiders. Kelby Dosek steps up there, the 5'10 senior. Substitution, Turner in for Fort Laramie. Alex Rose is out. 5-point lead Fort Laramie, 16.9 to go third quarter. Kelby Dosek eyes the goal, a few bounces, and it's around, around, and out. Tough break. Loose ball rebound, far corner, nobody. Two players hip each other. Ball flies free, goes out of bounds. Rushi nudged it off the court.
Again, Laramie did not box out on the free throw. Again, Rushi had a shot at getting an offensive rebound off a free throw. That is not good.
Raiders have missed just darn too many free throws in this period. Here is Mesher striding up the right side of the floor. Glides into the corner. 8 seconds to go. Top of the circle, it's thrown. Left wing to Turner. Three ball short. Rebound to Albers with two to play. Missed it hard. We've got an over-the-back foul against Fort Laramie in the final 6/10 of a second, third period. 1-and-1 Raiders at the other end of the floor. After Fort Laramie missed, what, three shots in succession?
Yeah.
The last couple well below the foul line. Rushi's defense really picked up in the third quarter. So did the rebounding. 1-and-1 Raiders. Foul shot in the air. It is good.
Fouled the wrong girl.
Second free throw here by Rushi to cut it to 3 at the end of the third quarter. Up and through again. Both of them dead center. Borchers canned a couple of shots at the stripe. Long heave by Fort Laramie. Third quarter finishes. What was a 10-point halftime game is 3 as we enter the fourth. Fort Laramie 36, Rushi 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
I'd like to remind you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike. Always savings on DeWalt Power Tools. And choose from a variety of solid wood raised panel cabinets, soft closed doors and drawers. 17 colors and styles, and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets available in just 3 days at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Here we go. Rushi possession starting the fourth quarter. A driving shot is missed. The rebound, yes. Kate Sherman gets the two-pointer, and it's a one-point game. Rushi scored at the end of the third, got the ball back to start the fourth. It was the Raiders' possession, and it's 36-35. Rushi trailing by one. Here is Jaden Rose, 35 feet away on the dribble. Reach in from behind, committed by Borchers of Rushi.
Well, I tell you what, Jaden has to be careful because she has a tendency to get that left arm up there and push off to get the pressure off of her. Hadn't been called yet.
36-35 in favor of Fort Loramie, which once led 23-9 in the second quarter. Uh-oh, Fort Loramie throws into the corner. Ava Turner's got a heel on the boundary. She hit the stripe. Rushi now with a chance to take the lead. 7:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Midcourt, it's Borchers.
1-3-1 now for Loramie.
Mesher out high on CeCe. Deep left corner. It is passed to a Raider player who catches. Good interference by Fort Loramie. Ball dropped out of bounds by the Raiders.
Boy, each team now is stepped on the line. Bring the ball in.
Miscue after miscue to start the fourth. Still a one-point lead, Fort Loramie. Dribbling timeline hard. It's Mesher. Trailing is Bowling. Fouling. Both teams in the bonus. 8 on Fort Loramie, 7 on Rushi. Of course, at 10, it's the double bonus. And the way it is going to shake out, Chuck, free throws critical down the stretch.
Well, Rushi was 7 of 14 in the third quarter.
Victoria Mesher connects at the stripe. She earns the bonus. 38-35, Fort Loramie. Or I should say 37-35, Fort Loramie up 2. Second shot, Victoria, in again, right on the button.
He saw into the future and saw it was 38-35.
All net by Mesher. Three-point lead, Redskins. We played a minute here in the fourth. Here is Borchers, top of the circle. Bounce pass. Right corner, given up on the play to Monin. Ball swung low on the right. Post-up move, Sherman, short, didn't get it there. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Strong defense, Redskins at the last second. Quickly up the floor, Mesher. Mesher at the elbow on the left. Puts it on the deck, nearly walked. And she might be tied up. Rushi causes the held ball. Arrow, Fort Loramie. 6:44 to go in the fourth. 38-35, Redskins.
And this is going to be frustrating for Loramie's coaching staff to watch how they're playing this thing.
Ball thrown into Brandewee, baseline right. Turnaround 10-footer blocked on the play by Sherman. Taken away by Kate. Great defensive stand. Ball thrown up the floor to Borchers to Sherman. Oshie Bobble dropped it. Lost on the play. Brandewee darts ahead. Leaves it up out back to Albers for three. Short off the rim. Strong rebound low on the left of the Redskins. Stolen away by Monin. Three-point game. Fort Loramie leads. 6:15 to go. Dribbling hard up the floor. Gubo. Gubo rams into a white jersey. Offensive foul.
That's something Skylar Albers is really good at doing, is taking the charge.
And she is wincing a little bit after taking that charge. A big exhale by her. 1-1.
Charge.
Yes. Skylar tried to fool everybody in the gym. She went to the foul line, had me buffaloed for an instant.
Yeah, had their officials buffaloed too.
Player control, offensive foul. Here's Fort Loramie throwing it away into the left corner. And Rushi's got it. Deflected at midcourt. Stolen right back by the Redskins. 6 minutes to go. What do we have? Foul. Reach in against Rushi at the timeline. 38-35. Fort Loramie in the lead by 3.
Sherman's having a pretty nice game, and she just picked up her fourth foul.
Yep, she's up to 10 points. 4 fouls on Kate. She's at the bench at the moment.
Jaden Rose at the strike.
Yep, Fort Loramie's got Jaden Rose shooting the last of the 1-1 situations for Fort Loramie. She missed it. Wouldn't have counted anyway. Lane violation.
Besser stepped in.
That's clearly an unforced error. And Narushi wants to take advantage here. A three-pointer would not up the game. 5:55 to go in counting. Midcourt with the ball. It is Gubo down the left side. It's thrown on the play to Shappy into the post area. Dosik with a look from 6 feet off to the right. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins up three. Here's Ava Turner between the rings. 5:36 to go. Fires a good pass in the lane to Brandaway. Hooks it with the left hand and scores.
I'm not sure how that got there. Good job by Brandaway to keep in her concentration.
40-35 in favor of Fort Loramie. After Rushi had cut it to, one, Chuck? 36-35.
Yep.
With about six to go. Here's Rushi out high right. Long triple pumped up there by Gubo. It sprayed off the rim, over the back, rebounding foul against Fort Loramie.
It's on Messer.
Yep, both teams at nine now in the foul column. Everything the rest of the way, the final 5-11, double bonus.
Yep, and that was the fourth foul on Victoria.
Here comes Alex Rose in for Victoria. Messer for Fort Loramie. Dosik and Poling on the front line for Rushi. Along with Borchers, Dosik. Here's a one-and-one free throw situation for Shappy. Swish! She's got it. Four-point contest, 40-36, 5:11 to go here in the fourth. Substitution, Maya Monin checks back in for the Raiders. Quick respite for Ronnie Poling. Second free throw here for Rushi. Deep knee bend. Shot pumped up off to the right. That was missed on the play by... Is that to Jayla Shappy, who's in now, Chuck?
Yeah.
20 and 21. She and Addison made one, missed one. And then Fort Loramie hastened to get the ball in the half court. Hurried a little too quickly and made an error far side of the court.
That's just a cross-court throw, and she threw it 40 feet over her head. That's just nerves.
Bad pass. Rushi in possession again. Raiders get it down into the paint. Ball thrown right corner. Good look. Jump shot. Missed on the play by Monin. It skimmed off the rim. Long rebound to Monin. Gives it up low on the left to a teammate. Eight-footer. Spin shot. Borchers, no. Strong rebound. Rushi dancing on the rim. No. Another offensive board, Raiders. Raiders have it. No, they don't. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Rushi missing one opportunity after another. Still a four-point game. 4:31 to go. Fort Loramie getting whipped.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting whipped on the board at Rushi's offensive end here in this half. Fort Loramie in backcourt, sprinting up the near side, goes Jaden Rose. Oh, she walked right in front of us. No call. She slid. Fort Loramie enters into the paint. Shot picked by Meyer. Up with the left hand. It's good.
And that's a two-point play that should not have counted.
I tell you what, Carissa Myers had a nice game.
She's a strong girl. I like her game.
Uh-huh. Six-point game, Fort Loramie. Foul line, back of the jump shot. Thrown up there by Gubo. It is no good off the flange. Rebound travels out to Fort Loramie, which leads by six with 3:55 to go. This was a 36-35 game with just over five to play. Here's Meyer, high right. Looks for the cutter, Turner. Turner flips one up on the run. Good! What a shot by Turner. Foul on the play. Brilliant shot by Ava Turner. That was a horse shot. She went sprinting across the paint, took the pass from Meyer, and banked it in. She was almost at the baseline. Somehow, Chuck, she sprayed that in off the board and was hacked on the arm.
Yeah, as you tell you, she does it all day long.
Free throw is good.
She's a very athletic girl. That was a nice play.
Superb play by Ava Turner. Meyer found her. Foul shot was in. Lead for Fort Loramie swells back to 9, 45-36. And then a foul clearly over guarding on the Redskins, 40 feet out on the floor.
That was a silly, silly foul right there.
Foul on Meyer, it's her third.
Two shots here for Rushi, which is down 9 now, 45-36. Free throw pumped up there by Shappy. It is in. She makes it. Second shot by her. Well, these are big for Rushi to stay in touch. Raiders need to make fouls. High arching floater is right there again. Well done by Shappy. She's got them both. Here comes Fort Loramie down the far left side of the floor. Ball thrown to midcourt. 7-point lead Redskins. Ball thrown baseline right to Meyer. Shot fake. Dips in. Leans in. Left it short. No good. Rebound bobbled. Rushi's got it. 3:18 to go in the game. 7-point game. Rushi down with the ball. Raiders due for a long three-pointer. They've been coming up empty from behind the arc. Ball skipped near side to Gubo. She goes baseline, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Swings it on top to Monin. Monin stops her dribble. Coming out to catch on the play is Shappy. Shappy gives it up, gets it back. Ball lobbed down inside and deflected out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Chuck, is that Grace Holscher in the game, 5'6 senior? Is that 23 or 22? It's not 22. That's a Simone Putoff. She's not.
Yeah, no, it's 25, 13, 14, and 3.
Ball lobbed it out back by Rushi. Here's a shot from inside the arc. Fired up there by C.C. Borcher. Short, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins to midcourt. 2:31 to go. The lead is 7. Coming out to catch is Avery Brandewey. Now Meyer 25 feet away. Both teams in the double bonus. Big stretch here. Meyer lost it. Got it back. Throws to Albers in the top of the circle. Albers needs assistance. Gives it up to Jaden Rose. 2:10 to go in the game. Coming out to catch is Albers 25 feet away. Albers hangs on. Still dribbles. Still pounds it on the floor. Open player, baseline left, catching his Turner, doesn't shoot. Ball swung on top, reset by Fort Loramie. Foul committed by Reese Gubo of Rushi.
Pretty good possession that time by Fort Loramie. They need to run clock more than they need to score.
Jaden Rose, twice.
Jaden Rose, double bonus here for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Just under 2 minutes to play in the game. 45-38, Fort Loramie. Foul shots significant down the stretch. No good. Too hard. Coming off the floor after having done yeoman's work for the Rushi Raiders is a Shappy. She gets a breather. Second free throw in. Redskins up 8, 46-38. Minute 50 left to go here in the game. Raiders need a bucket. Deep left corner, Sherman heaves it cross court to the three-point shooter. Out back, it goes to Borchers. Into the paint area, shot stripped. It's blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Run out to Albers at the other end. Good for two. Cherry picking Albers, 48-38. 90 seconds to go. Dribbling out of control. Borchers knocked away by Fort Loramie. Foul called against the Redskins on the reach. 1:25 remaining in the game. Fort Loramie has inched the lead back out to 10, 48-38. A little over 3.5 minutes to go. It was 36-35. Good run, 12-3 for the Redskins. Free throw high off the back iron, no good. Rushi has shot fouls poorly, and Chuck, that's been the big difference.
Oh, yeah, they didn't even go in the first half. Second half, yeah, they're not shooting them real well.
Second free throw by Rushi to trim it to 9. That one is in. Poling makes it. Rushi's got no choice but to foul. Ball inbounded to Mesher. Loops it down the right side to Jaden Rose. Then it comes back out high to Jaden. Jaden on the bounce. Handoff 25 feet away. It goes to Ava Turner. 70 seconds left. Ball flipped cross court to Jaden Rose. Shot fake from 15. There's a push by Rushi. Raiders want a foul. It's not called. 56 seconds to go. Here's one. Gubo fouls Turner. She goes to the stripe.
I know you don't necessarily agree with this statement, but this win by Lormy tonight, if they finish it off, wins the league for them.
Yes, that would that would put Rushi ahead.
Rushi would be two games back.
Yep, two-game difference in the loss column. Raiders with two setbacks. Redskins with none. And, yes, they do play again one more time. Somewhere along the way, Rushi would have to hope that Fort Loramie would stumble.
Not sure who can get them.
Timeout called. We've got 56.4 to go. Fort Loramie leading Rushi by a score of 48-39. Raiders played real well for the first 12, 13 minutes of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it all the way down to one. Simply missed too many free throws. And, again, the floor errors, mistakes have cropped up and have hurt.
Well, they've only got 5 points out of C.C. Borchers, and those were all in the third quarter when they made – they scored 16 points in the first half, 17 points in the third quarter, and now they have scored 6 points here in the fourth quarter.
And Fort Loramie limiting C.C. to five, that too significant in this game for sure. Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. These three. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Rushi. Thank you so much, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 575 East Main, new location. We say hello to Custom Foam Products, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam. Nick Follenkamp, the man in charge. Free throw by Ava Turner, no good. It bounced around and fell off. 9-point game, that's three threes. That's what the Raiders need. Yep, now they need three threes plus one as Turner hits the second free one. 49-39, Fort Loramie in the lead. Here's Rushi quickly down the floor, powering on the inside to Sherman. Banks it up and in. No, it was Poling, not Sherman. They were together alongside, low in the right. It went to Ronnie. She banked it home quickly. Rushi fouls. And Fort Loramie's got the double bonus again with 45 ticks left on the clock. In a moment here, we'll tell you all about the Anna Market and the Germans Reserve meets. Free throw situation, Jaden Rose, double bonus, pumps it up and good. 50-41 in favor of Fort Loramie, but nine. Second shot by Jaden. Oh, a lot of free throws shot by Fort Loramie in this game, Chuck.
A lot of free throws shot by both teams.
Second shot in. She cans two. 45.4 left. Here comes Rushi up the floor, top of the circle. Dribbling on the right side of the lane, it's Borchers into the lane, and Albers yanks it away. Possession, Fort Loramie. Foul, Raiders again. And it's a 10-point game with 37.6 remaining.
Both teams have shot 20 free throws for the game now. This will be 21 and 22 for the Redskins.
Albers to the line.
Eberushi and Fort Loramie play again on February 2nd. That's a week plus after the tournament draw. Skyler Albers at the stripe for Fort Loramie, up and good. 52-41, Fort Loramie ahead by 11, 37.6 to go here in the fourth quarter. Next game for Rushi is at Houston on Monday, January 16th. Second shot no good, but Fort Loramie traces down the long rebound. Another foul by Rushi, 32.4 to go. Fort Loramie's next game Saturday afternoon here against New Bremen, and then 1 week from tonight here against Jackson Center. Fort Loramie's got games remaining at Lima Bath on January 21st, at Rushi on Thursday, February 2nd, and then at Marion Local on Tuesday, February 7th, plus a home game with Findlay Liberty Benton on Saturday, February 4th. So you talk about a real difficult season-ending schedule for Fort Loramie.
Yeah.
It's a toughie. One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie. 53-41, 28 ticks to go. Here's Rushi shooting from the right wing. It's around the rim, and out. Well, that's the night it's been. for the Raiders shooting the ball. Was that Monin or Borchers who pumped that up?
Borchers.
I thought it was C.C., but a lid on it.
It just rimmed. It was down and back out. But, you know, they're down 12 points. It's time to quit fouling.
22.3 to go in the fourth. Ava Turner, free throw line for Fort Loramie. Pumps it up and no good. It curled out to the right. 53-41 Redskins. Fort Loramie will advance to 13-1 on the year, 8-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. For Rushi, 12-4 on the season, 6-2 in the SCAL. Redskins shoot a free throw up and in. They split their last six. Rushi into the half court. Albers steals, stumbled, regained her footing, fed it to a teammate. That's going to do it. Fort Loramie holds the ball. Rushi backs off. Final score, Fort Loramie 54, Rushi 41. Much closer than that because it was 36-35 in favor of Fort Loramie by one with just over five to play in this game. Rushi was within a single point, within striking distance for sure, taking the lead. But the Redskins had a very good next several minutes and pulled away to win it, cashing in at the stripe. Final tally, 54-41. Redskins beat the Raiders. I'd like to remind you all about the Anna Market. It's at your service. If you'd like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home, well, check out the Anna Market for all the goodies. It's the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. That's right, the very best Chairman's Reserve meat. For the very best, like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary, shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you. Thanks so much to the Anna Market. I'd like to remind you here on ScoresBroadcast.com, one of our fine sponsors is Osgood Bank. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Pick up the phone right now. Place your carryout with Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Terrific food. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are terrific. And great strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. We bet you won't find better. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Chuck, do we take a one-minute break, or do we go directly to you to wrap up the scoring?
Let's do Clancy's. I need to go home. I don't feel very good. It was a comeback by Rushi. They just got there. They got within one. They just couldn't get over the hump. I think if they could have gotten the lead there in the fourth quarter, it might have been a different outcome, but Loramie held them off. Loramie was 16 of 26 from the free throw line. Rushi was 11 of 20. Rebounding 29-28 advantage for Loramie, but 13-10 offensive rebounds for Rushi. 22 turnovers for the Raiders, 15 for Fort Loramie. That was not fun to watch for either team. Individual scoring, 10 points for Kate Sherman and 9 points for Ronnie Poling. I'm going to go with Ronnie Poling as my Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, Ava Turner led the Raiders with 11. They got 10 from Albers and 9 from Victoria Mesher, 12 from Avery Brandewey. I'm going to go with Mesher and Albers as my players of the game for for whoever that is, for Loramie.
brought to you by Clancy's, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic. fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877- KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, once again, after the victory tonight by Fort Loramie over Rushi 54-41, the Redskins sit atop the Shelby County League girls standings, a mark of 8-0. Rushi now 6-2. Fort Loramie 13-1 overall. Rushi now 12-4. Next game for the Raiders is on the road at Houston on Monday. Meanwhile, the Redskins entertain New Bremen on Saturday afternoon and play Jackson Center here 1 week from tonight. Our next broadcast tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Big boys clash in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie on the road at Botkins. Airtime about 6:55. Tip at 7:30 tomorrow night in the Shelby County Athletic League. A Chuck Fine game. Spirited rally by Rushi. Just a little bit too little too late. Got it down to one. 36-35 with five to play in the contest.
Yep. Had a couple of cracks to get the lead. I think that a lot of times when you come back and you keep coming back, you just run out of steam, and that's why the final score was 13, because they had to foul.
Right.
Loramie made enough free throws to make it look like they won big, but there's going to be teams that have no idea how close Rushi was in this game.
Yeah,
tonight.
Final score not nearly indicative of how competitive this game was in the end. Boy, the missed free throws really hurt the Raiders in the second half.
Well, the Raiders, in second half, they started the game, they went inside, and then they went away from it. And then in the second half, they started really pounding the boards and got them back in the game.
Right.
It's one of those where they're really going to lament that 1-point loss at Jackson Center, because now that game at Rushi, if it holds the way it should hold, is not going to mean that much, except for possibly just something for pride.
Correct. Both defenses did good jobs on the hot scorers for both teams. Rushi, nice performance defensively against Avery Brandewey. Fort Loramie, likewise, against C.C. Borchers.
Yeah, Borchers had five. I think Brandewey had 12, but still, I mean, she scored early. She didn't score much in the second half.
Right.
And just both teams struggle with ball handling.
Keep in mind, the MLK Classic, sponsored by Fort Loramie, right here on Sunday. We'll have two games for you. Rushi Willard in the first one, a 1:30 tip on the air at 1, and our second broadcast later on in the afternoon.
airtime at about 4 for Fort Loramie and Yellow Springs from here at the Fort Loramie Gym. Second annual MLK Classic on Sunday afternoon, tomorrow night, 6:55 airtime at Botkins Boys, host Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to our online audience tonight. So much gratitude to all of you who have joined us on scores.broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night until tomorrow night. Good night from here at Fort Loramie, where Fort Loramie has defeated Rushi in girls basketball action 54-41.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.